This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump says he watched the operation that took down Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says he sat in the White House Situation Room last night watching the raid on video screens.
As though you were watching a movie.
In vivid detail, he described 8 helicopters flying over Russian and Syrian held land.
We flew very, very low. And very, very fast.
With commandos taking some fire along the way and a lot at the compound where al-Baghdadi was hiding.
They did a lot of shooting and they did a lot of blasting.
And then chased al-Baghdadi into a tunnel where the president says he died like a coward by setting off a suicide vest.
Whimpering, screaming, and crying.
Asked if he could actually see or hear that on the video feed.
I don't want to talk about it.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper was with the president yesterday.
Well, I don't have those details.
Telling ABC's This Week, the president probably talked to commanders on the ground. Sagar Magani at the White House.
British police say 3 suspects who were arrested in the death of 39 people hidden in a shipping container have been released on bail. AP's Zuria Shackley reports.
Police in southeastern England said that a 38-year-old man, a 38-year-old woman, both from the northern English town of Warrington, and a 45-year-old man from Northern Ireland have been released after being questioned on suspicion of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people. The bodies were found early Wednesday in an industrial park in southeastern England. Essex police have charged the driver of the truck, 25-year-old Maurice Robinson of Northern Ireland, with 39 counts of manslaughter, conspiracy to traffic people, and conspiracy to assist unlawful immigration money laundering. Zaria Shackley, London.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.